So here we are at this beautiful full moon on Christmas Day. And it is the day when the sun starts moving again. So today is an extremely special day because it's the day when the new energies for 2016 start to commingle with all of our bodies, our body, mind, and spirit. And don't forget, for the last 3 days, we have been in a sarcophagus, and we have been there feeling the energies of what is coming in with the awakening to clarity, which is the energy for 2016. And so in awakening to clarity, we are awakening to all aspects of ourselves. We are awakening to the body, mind, and spirit, and we're awakening to Gabriel's message of love, of tenderness, mercy, and compassion. And so, you know, Archangel Gabriel is going to be the overlighting angel for the next 3 months until spring equinox. So we have all the energies of Gabriel. And he is, of course, announcing to us the new energy of awakening to clarity. And so it awakens within each of us the Christ consciousness and the second coming. And if you want to look at the second coming, you know, sort of you look at the whole thing about the church and what it represents as unified consciousness. And if you can look at the rock and it's of St. Peter, you could look at it as planet Earth. And, you know, Jesus came and taught us about universal law, ancient wisdom, in the tradition of the Essenes. It was nothing to do with creating a new church. It was showing us a way. And it was nothing to do with a physical church. And so here we are 2,000 years later, and we're awakening to this consciousness. And so it has nothing to do with Christianity. It really has nothing to do with any religion. It is a post-denominational experience because we are all children of God. And it doesn't matter what religion we were born into. We're born into religions anyway because we have a karma with it. And we've got to clean up that karma with that religion before we can move on. That is my understanding, anyway. And so, and that's where I have come to understand over the last 25 years as I've traveled this path. And coming to understand that the awakening of the Christ consciousness is within all human hearts. And so it brings us where we awaken to ourselves. And so this is what the whole, when we at winter solstice 2012, when we moved into the fifth dimension, it awakened within each of us a new consciousness, a new shift. And so it took us into the second coming, which is all about what the Aquarian age is about. And so it's asking us to create unity amongst ourselves as we let go and embrace and acknowledge our shadow. Our shadow in this coming year is of major importance because if we are to journey into the Christ consciousness, into the place of oneness, we got to acknowledge our shadow. We can no longer sweep it under the carpet, under the bed, and say that part of me does not exist. You know? And in doing this, we embrace fully ourselves because we have to bring ourselves into oneness. If we don't bring ourselves into the oneness with all aspects of ourselves, how can we move forward? It is, you know, As we look at the beggar on the street, that is part of me. As we look at the person that's angry, that is part of me. Every experience we have is awakening us. They're teachers, asking us to look at different things within ourselves, different aspects of ourselves, to take ourselves to that place of love and compassion. Everything that Gabriel is bringing us today. And in the tenderness, the mercy, the compassion, And it starts with having that for ourselves, and it starts with us having forgiveness, forgiving ourselves. Many years ago, when I was, my mentor is on the phone here now with us, and many, many years ago, he said to me, way back about 1992, he said to me, "Finbar, I think it is time you forgave yourself." And I said to him, "Joe, what do I have to forgive myself for?" And he said, "Have you ever called yourself stupid?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "Why don't you begin there?" And so that was my first journey into looking at my shadow. And here I am, many years later, I'm still looking at aspects of my shadow. But over the last couple of years, I've come to understand its importance. Because if we don't embrace it and deal with our shadow, we just continue to repeat the same. We're like the gerbil, you know. We're running around that circle and we don't move. And so it is very important for us to embrace that shadow side of ourselves and look at why we get angry about certain things. Look at why certain challenges come to us. Why certain people upset us. All of these things bring us to a great place of understanding about ourselves. And, you know, there was a Cathar sect in France, and they had a beautiful mantra, and it was, "I am the fountain of light. I am the truth. I am all consciousness. I am all being. I am the spirit of love, deep, unconditional, and forever. My gift to the light which is around me is the spark of life. I carry it freely, generously, in purity of the soul, and thus it shall be forever and ever." So as we feel the vibration of that mantra going through our body, it takes us to a new place of understanding about ourselves. And that's where we need to be every day. And understanding this every day. And so, it is this that takes us forward. And part of what takes us forward is the golden flame. Because the golden flame came in with the new dispensation that arrived in 2012. And the golden flame is all about awakening everything. It's about the second coming. It's about the pathway of the heart. It's about the Christ consciousness. It's about awakening us to all aspects of ourselves and to the world about us. And this evening, we are going to do a different type of golden flame that has been directed by Spirit. There are three major places in the world that are portals of awakening consciousness. And there is Tara in Ireland, which is one of the most ancient places in the world, where there is amazing ancient wisdom. It was the seat of the Druids and the Atlanteans, the High Kings of Ireland, in ancient times going back for generations and generations. And then we have Egypt and the Great Pyramid at Giza and its attachment to initiations and to the teachings of Thoth and to all of the ancient wisdom of the Egyptians and the Phoenicians. And there was, between the Phoenicians and the Irish kings, a major connection. There was lots of intermarriage and everything else. And there is a major ley line that runs from Tara all the ways to the pyramids at Giza. And then in the other direction from Ireland, there is another major place of inspiration and wisdom. And it is Lake Titicaca in Peru, Bolivia. And here again is anchored the crystalline energy, the Christ consciousness, the awakening flame. And that as well is connected to Tara and to Giza. And so at this moment in time, these places are the places of pure energy that is bringing forth a new consciousness and awakening us to what it is that's stirring within each of us, awakening us to the feminine principle, bringing us into that place of perfect balance of the masculine and the feminine within our bodies. And it is the feminine principle that is the awakening and the changing and the transformational principle of the Aquarian age of the second coming. It's 2,000 years in gestation, and now it's just arrived on our doorstep. And we are the builders of this new dawn. We are the birthers of it. And so, as we use this golden flame, we can use it for many things. We can use it within ourselves to transform ourselves, because it is there where we can go in each day and tap into that golden flame and bring it up through the various chakras of our body and taking us all the ways up to connect with the sun behind the sun. We can bring it from the three different locations. We can bilocate ourselves and take it from Tara, Egypt, and Lake Titicaca, and weave the three of those together, creating a very powerful flame. And this flame is for bringing transformation to the world. And when we have the threefold flame, we can point it anywhere in the world that is directed by spirit or by our guides. Because what it is doing what the second coming is doing in the seven rays. It is anything that no longer serves humanity, this golden flame is going to dissolve, so that the new can come forth, the new dispensation, the second coming, the feminine principle, bringing us heaven on earth and letting go of all the wars and all the mistrust and everything that we have put up with for the last 2,000 years. And so it is bringing us to a place of clarity. So let us take a deep breath, a couple of deep breaths, and prepare ourselves for the golden flame. That as we work with this golden flame, it awakens us to a new understanding. And so, wherever you are right now, feel within your heart this beautiful golden flame. See it, how it beautifully weaves. And if you looked at the photograph of Telluride in the sunset on December the 19th, that to me just reminded me of that golden flame that I see within myself and around the world. And so this golden flame that burns within us, we anchor it wherever we are in our home. And it emanates out around the neighborhood, out in. We don't really have to do anything. We just have to be and allow this energy to do its work for us. And now that we have anchored it wherever we are, we're now going to go on a journey. And we're going to go to Tara in Ireland. And here it is on this beautiful Christmas day. An amazing energy of this golden flame rises at Tara. And it is beautiful. It is about 10 foot tall. And it is this mystical golden flame bringing through all of the ancient wisdom that was stored in Ireland. All that classical Latin and Greek and everything that we have today that we would not have had without the Irish monks. And these monks were of the Celtic Church, but they were also of the Druids. they were a sect unto themselves. And then we go, as you feel yourself anchored in Tara, we're now going to go over to the Great Pyramid in Giza. And the Great Pyramid in Giza in ancient times, the whole top of it was gold. And so we're going to bring the golden flame out of there. And the golden flame comes out of there. And as it comes out of there, it awakens all of Egypt. It is flowing every day, awakening Egypt to be the powerhouse, the peace center of the Middle East. It is from here that the new consciousness will spread throughout the Middle East. It is a post-denominational flame. So this flame travels along the ley line all the ways, touching every country as it moves across the ley line until it arrives in Tara. And now it weaves its way around the flame at Tara. And so now we have a twofold golden flame. And the energy is flowing. And it is flowing all around Ireland and every country that it touches on the ley line. And now we go to Lake Titicaca. And we bring out of this beautiful crystalline lake all the energies of the Christ consciousness, all the ancient wisdom from Atlantis, all the crystalline energy. It's coming forth and it's sending itself, it's spreading all over Peru and all of South America and Bolivia. Bolivia and Peru surround the lake. So we have this beautiful energy coming out, and now it comes along the ley line and it comes to Tara. And it weaves into the flame at Tara. And now we have a threefold golden flame. And this threefold golden flame has immense power. It has perfect balance. It is a flame of the feminine principle. It brings with it the power of the feminine principle. It brings with it heaven on earth. No more wars, no more anything like that. It brings us peace and love and compassion and understanding where nobody wants for anything. So now we're going to take this golden flame and we're going to move it to England. And the reason that we're moving it to England is we're going to go to the House of Commons, and there we're going to plant the flame. Because we are working on dissolving the old ways of doing things in England. We're dissolving the powerhouse that creates so much conflict in the world today. So we go into the House of Commons and we set the flame there. And we watch this flame touch each member of Parliament and each member of the House of Lords. And we feel the energy of this flame touching their hearts, awakening them to the new way. It is asking them to let go of the way that they do things. It is asking them to embrace the feminine principle and everything that no longer serves the British people. Our humanity starts to fall away from all the government departments in England. Feel that energy. feel the whole House of Commons and the House of Lords change. And so now that we have anchored this energy there, and it will stay there, continuing to bring change, we are now going to go to Glastonbury, which is the heart chakra of the world. Mm-hmm. And Glastonbury is where the Michael and Mary lines cross, where the masculine and feminine come together. And that happens up at the Thor. And at the Thor, there is this beautiful mound with all crystals and everything. And there is a big archway as you walk into it. And it's at this archway that the two ley lines cross. And we set the golden flame here. And this flame connects with the Michael and the Mary line. And we send the energy of the feminine principle, of the divine feminine, around the world to everywhere that the Michael and Mary line touches. Because they are lines of the feminine principle. And they are at the heart chakra of the world. So this energy, this golden flame, will be felt everywhere around the world tonight. And you are one of the flame bearers. You send it out. You feel the energy. St. Bridget was trying to do this 1500 years ago at the Thor. So it's taken to Christ 2000 years, St. Bridget 1500 years, for this energy to be here now, tonight. The night of awakening. And so this energy flows around the world. And then when you are ready, you bring the energy back to yourself, into your own heart chakra, fully bringing it back into your own heart chakra. And you have this threefold golden flame now burning within you. And as this threefold golden flame burns within you, you feel it moving up to your high heart, awakening you to the beauty as you think it in the heart. Because we are no longer thinking in the mind, we are thinking with our hearts. And anything that does not sit right with the heart is not for us. We have to let go of the mind and rationalizing things. We use the brain in the heart, which is in the high heart. And we feel that energy, and the threefold golden flame awakens this energy for us. It awakens us to the endless possibilities for each of us, the oneness, our connectedness. We feel each other. And now the flame moves on up to our throat chakra. Awakening our throat chakra. So that we can speak our truth without fear. And as we speak our truth without fear, we are no longer held captive by anybody. We have the freedom to be who we are. We have that divine light. We have that divine energy that is flowing with the sound of our voice. Sound. The threefold flame creates a sound. And this sound creates a new vibration in the world as it emanates out around the world and to everybody you speak to. And this flame burns. And now it goes on up, it continues on up to our third eye, awakening us to see the beauty, the gifts of spirit, our clairvoyance, our psychic abilities, our clairaudience, all of the different gifts of spirit. The threefold flame awakens this within each and enhances our abilities. As we feel connected to one another, we feel what you feel. We have that telepathy with each other. And we feel this. And now we go on up to our crown chakra. And here with the threefold golden flame, we awaken to the cosmos, to the world about us, to the oneness. We feel the beauty of the universe. We acknowledge the gift that was brought to us 2,000 years ago. The way, the pathway of the heart, the unified consciousness, the universal Christ consciousness, whichever works for you. Nothing to do with any religion. It is a consciousness. And the threefold flame is awakening that within each of us and sending this energy out into the cosmos. You feel yourself awakening to the endless possibilities. And now you continue on up to the soul star. Your soul star, which is about 8 inches above your crown chakra. And here you connect to each and every aspect of your divinity. You feel it. The flame. Everything is in oneness. And out of this soul star shoots a golden arrow that goes right up into the sky, out into the cosmos, connecting to the sun behind the sun. And it has attached to it a golden cord. And it is for each of us to climb that golden cord, to follow that golden cord in the same way that we climbed Jacob's ladder, one step at a time, taking us to a greater place of awareness and understanding. And we follow this cord and we get up to the sun behind the sun. And there we rest with the great Creator, Infinite Spirit. And we embrace this. And as we embrace it, we're empowered by the golden flame. We feel ourselves connected. And now we rest in the eternal arms. Feel yourself being embraced and enfolded by the golden flame as you rest in the arms of Infinite Spirit, of the Oneness. Remembering that you can come back and do this meditation at any time. Visit all of these places or any places that you choose yourself. And when you are ready, you can come safely back into your room in gratitude for all that you have experienced. And so it is.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Finbar.
Thank you. Good night. God bless.
James Patrick here. Thanks, man.
Good night.
Thank you, Finbar.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. God bless.
Namaste. Good night. Thank you.
Namaste. Good night.
Good night, Finbar.
Good night.
Blessings, my Merlin.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Good.
Bye.